And pretty close to the game that we want to play. I think it was a positive game for us. It was a step forward or not, but it's another one that we've played. We're ready to play from the start, played hard, made some mistakes, forced some mistakes, and it was a good game. Just a, you know, everybody in there is tired, and they should be.
You talked earlier about wanting this team to scratch and claw. Is that exactly what you were
talking
about there?
I think we've done that. I mean, it's been a bit on the road, and so we've missed some of it, I guess, for the home fans. But that game had its own unique personality. It was meaner than some of the other ones. There was some heavy hits, some later hits, lots of chirping on the benches. So it was good to be a part of it that you handled it the right way. And, you know, I didn't think we slowed down at all, even at 3-1. I thought, you know, our next shift was good, and we had a good push at the end of the second period before we took the penalty. Penalty killing was great tonight, as it has been for us, and I just liked that game.
Yeah, going into the game, you had talked about trying to keep Crosby and Malkin off the board and trying to limit that red-hot power play. You did all those things.
Yeah.
In your mind, where did they have the edge?
In the shootout, and that's it. And that's all it's the scorekeeping is what it is after a game like that, but we played a hell of a game. I think I liked our, at the end of it, we'll look at it, but I think I like our chances more than theirs. Our top end guys were real good. You know, the guys that played against Crosby and Malkin all night were real good. And it was a tough, because we had people, both teams, guys in the box for long stretches. So your lines came apart, but it was a good game.
Paul, when you're playing a team like the Pittsburgh, who's averaging that many goals and that strong of a power play, was it by design to kind of have that physicality, the fighting element, or was it?
Well, it's a piece of our game that we can bring. I mean, we've got some size and we can get to the hits. You know, you have to. It's more than a mentality of you got to finish all your checks. You have to have enough speed to get to the hit, and we did that. And then we're trying to use that to work our gaps better, to have tighter gaps. And that's the second part of hitting, is being close enough to the puck carrier to make contact. So we didn't try to be more physical tonight against Pittsburgh. As a matter of fact, we're probably more interested in that against Nashville. We would, you know, be as physical on that team as we possibly could be. This game kind of took on its own life. You know, it was a little bit quiet in that first 7 or 8 minutes. Checking on the speed and getting your gap right, and then the body started flying, and then I thought we got better.
When you look at the passion, I'm sure you like that aspect of the fights, but would you prefer maybe some of your top guys not be dropping the gloves against a few of their guys that
so
maybe?
We're looking at the themes, right? So if that's a long-term theme, yeah, you want to make sure that you're winning the, well, you want to win the fights first, but you want to make sure that your top end's not sitting in the box with their bottom end. But I all that stuff happened in a split second. Right, it's not, hey, we got to go get their fifth or sixth D, or go get that guy off the fourth line. There's none of that going on. It was just, yeah. I mean, I prefer that those guys were on our bench, not in the penalty box, but much prefer them having the outcome they had, getting into the fights that they did, because they were playing with that much fight and that much aggression, and it happened during the course of the game, than nothing going on at all.
You seem to, your guys seem to be getting under the skin of your opponents in these last two games at home. Is that part of the blueprint of being tough to play at home?
I think if you're playing a hard game, if you're finishing checks and playing a hard game, that frustration is going to be built into the games that you're playing. But we're not in there talking about, hey, let's try to get them off their game. It's all about, we got to establish our own game. This is what we're good at. Let's make sure we're bringing that. And the players are playing, they're ready to go. And they've been ready for a while at the start. They've out of the gate and wired up, and they are in between periods, and they are on the bench.
Did your guys take this as a challenge? There was so much talk about Pittsburgh's power play and Pittsburgh goal scoring.
Most of the talk is the sense. I mean, that was in here, Dennis Moore, and then the questions that we have to answer. But in terms of what we're doing, In our preparation, that didn't. There wasn't video on the, you know, those two guys. It was, this is what their team does, and this is where we've got to be good. This is what we do, and that's really all we're talking about right now.
Thanks, folks.
Okay.